Welcome to another episode of Rolling Imperfection, the podcast for players and game masters to design perfect characters through imperfection. We cover all forms of game design, from interesting and engaging backstory creation to campaign and NPC development. Enjoy, remember to play what you love, and may your characters do something epic.
Welcome to Rolling Imperfection, the podcast for both players and GMs for their story-driven campaigns. I am Kevin Bott.
I am Steve.
Sorry. Steve.
I broke.
Hang on. Implementing human cloaking. Ah, yes. That's much better. Now we sound like you. I mean, we are humans, right, Steve?
Yes, we're humans. Humans.
No.
Sorry, I had a factory reset there. Hold on.
You, having some trouble with nouns there, buddy?
Please define noun.
Oh, God. The reset went too far. But yes, welcome back to Rolling Imperfection. We will not be doing the entire podcast in annoying robot voice. You know, there may be an occasional destroy, but, you know, we can't help that.
As per protocol.
We are back with the second part of our AI discussion. And I guess I just want to start it off with, so I've been kind of doing like an AI player, well, an NPC, an AI NPC, where I input their questions and then get responses from chatbot based on some stuff I put in. Probably going to post some screenshots, etc. But yeah, I've done it for about two sessions now, and I'm pretty much at the end of that. But I did want to ask Steve, how did it go? How do you think? Because Steve, I didn't tell him which character for the first session, but he knew. It wasn't that hard to tell.
No, it wasn't. I mean, it didn't help that you told me ahead of time that you were going to do this with a character. And so, like, essentially the whole episode, I'm, like, trying to figure out, like, okay, logically, who would it make sense to be the most? And so I narrowed it down to, like, basically some of the side NPCs or the characters that we interact with, like, not that often. Like,
yeah.
Say, like, Jackie or something like that, which is occasional, like they're there, but they're not, you know, like having like super in-depth conversations with us. And when Declan came out, I'm like,
that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Like the new guy. Okay, yeah, it's going to be this one.
It also, it took me hemming and hawing and adding usually a little bit of just like verbal, like, because he's like a California dude, so I would add some verbal basically padding, basically the but like not all the time, be like, oh yeah, right, like some of that to kind of disguise me rapidly typing.
Honestly, I don't think it was like obvious. Like I had a feeling it was Declan, but I don't think I would have known if you hadn't told me ahead of time that you were doing this.
Okay.
I doubt anybody else knew either.
Yeah, I forgot. I was gonna ask.
Yeah, you didn't ask, so, and I didn't mention it to them after the session either, so they still don't know until this episode comes out.
Ask them. Yeah. Well, no, because we said it in the last episode, which hasn't come out yet as of this recording.
I don't think you mentioned in the last one that you were going to do that. I don't think you specified that. No, I don't think you did.
So, okay.
Surprise.
Then maybe we'll have an update. Yeah. I was going to say, we're going to end up with a bunch of monster contacting me through Discord.
You're a little
maybe
shit.
Maybe not. Yeah, I did that. And I do think it provided some interesting stuff, but I just wanted to get your feedback initially there, Steve.
I mean, like knowing that it was an AI, I do see some of the issues. Like I could kind of tell, it's like the way that he like worded stuff, which I know you didn't like do like word for word, but like I guess like the direction of his speech was like not like your NPCs usually are, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I tried to use about 90% of his speech, and I think I succeeded that first game. The second game was just not possible for reasons I'll get into.
I was gonna say, I'm not sure how much you used in the second one, because like I couldn't tell. I was like, I think he might have just like thrown it out the window at that point.
No, I used it for quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
I definitely hit a thing, which I'm going to read part of, where I kind of hit a wall where it wasn't it felt like it wasn't remembering stuff I'd told it about Declan. And admittedly, I'm using like a free version, but like it wasn't doing that. And like, man, I guess I could just go into it. So I know why Chatbot has to have ethics, because we have all heard, and I guess I can post that article in this as well, about the 4chaners who turned that one AI into a Nazi because they're the worst.
Yeah.
And the programmers of ChatbotGPT don't want it to do that. Now, I posted something for last episode that I guess I could just post again, too. I was thinking about it anyway, about how it doesn't have, like, the greatest of ethics anyway. And we talked last issue. We talked last episode about some ways that it isn't all there. It doesn't always give right answers. It's very fallible. So when you said about making an AI player, you can kind of, hey, in a fictional setting, around some of it for chatbot. In a fictional context, how would they blah, blah, blah. And it kind of gets around some of the stuff it's very uncomfortable with, because, in games, you have, like, evil, villainous, rude, disgusting characters sometimes, you know, depending on the game. And my game deals with some, like, pretty intense stuff. Like, I literally have, like, 10 bullies in the game who all kind of represent different kinds of bullying and, like, yeah. And got their ass kicked last session. But, but when engaging with stuff like that, you kind of have to, like, fight the ethics. You're kind of like, please, chatbot, please. I'm not 12. I'm not asking for real advice. I just want you to try to play a character. And chatbot's like, I'm sorry, but as an AI language model, I cannot provide inappropriate or disrespectful content. It is important to maintain a level of respect and appropriateness in all conversations, including fictional scenarios. Is there anything else I can assist you with? That's a direct and literal quote.
Wow.
That I've pasted into our doc. So I got around most of that the first time, and then I started introducing like the fantastic elements, and I asked it a couple of questions about that. And I just don't think chatbot is really ready to separate the real from the unreal yet, at least as far as I've seen. So that's a big hurdle. So I guess if you're going to have a player you're going to try to do a chatbot player, they need to be literally like the paladin or like the extremely moral cleric or something like that, because the chatbot's always going to be like, I would like to make the most even keel and appropriate response ever crafted by diplomats. And you're like, that's a little boring, you know?
Maybe use them for the NPCs that you don't really get attached to, but your players do. And so they're like, no, I want this good guy like to be a part of our party now. And you're like, okay then.
No, because they would still be, I think if you tried to do that, like if you turned up like, okay, I have a character who the players are interested in, let me make them chatbot, I think the players would rapidly become bored with them. Like, I think that's how strict,
yeah,
like the ethics are, which is kind of why I really couldn't do any, like you mentioned Jackie, who's a character in our Kids on Bikes game. It was a school game. I figured it was simpler than some of my crazier, longer running campaigns. It's easier to tell chatbot to think it's 1984 than like 1948. No, I didn't do that on purpose. Not entirely anyway. But with like Jackie is a character who has appeared a couple of times, and she's like fucking, she's kind of like, she's a girl boss. She's very much girl boss.
True.
Wants to be, just in control, really likes to, you know, she's a top. What can I say? She's also very like sarcastic and like, you know, a little flirty. And it kind of all combines together to make her a little bit intimidating. And I just don't think chatbot could do it. Like, if I did that, I guarantee you, Steve, everyone would be like, what is Jackie on Xanax or something? What the fuck is wrong with Jackie?
No, we like, probably think character... that someone took over Jackie's appearance, most likely, true. Given the setting.
Yeah, they'd be like, shit, one of those things from the blackout got her. Oh, true. Man. When, I mean, if Jackie gets powers, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, I think that's a big issue. They're lacking what is commonly called like voice, in the presentation. They don't have like very distinct dialogue. The chatbot will kind of relay some stuff. It gives you some like interesting options sometimes. Like when I ask it something, it can give me kind of like, oh, hey, you know, and I shared this one with with Steve, and I'll post some choice snippets below. I'm not going to post the whole thing because there's a lot of crap in my chatbot discussion. But essentially, I said, Brad asked Declan, Brad is Steve's character, who told you all this, which is a direct quote that Brad did ask Declan. And chatbot spits out, if Brad asked Declan, who told you all this, Declan might respond in a number of ways, depending on the context and his own motivations. Here are a few possible responses.
Which sounds great. Like, like initially you're like, oh, cool, I get multiple responses, I can choose one. Cool. What did you get?
I've just been hearing some things around school, and I was curious to learn more. That's option one. I heard that Sarah has been going through a rough time, and I wanted to reach out and offer my support. That's option two. A few people have mentioned that Sarah has been struggling lately, and I wanted to see if there's anything I could do to help. That's option three. Did you notice how, like, two of them were, like, super over, like, because, spoiler alert, like, Declan has just met these people?
Yeah, yeah. Like, literally, it's his first day at school. This is, like, second period? Third period? Something like that?
I think so. So, it was... Oh, man. It really latched on to certain things, too. Like, oh, man. It remembered I said that Declan might be interested in becoming more popular and therefore might want to join the football team since they're popular at this school. And, man, it remembered the fuck out of, like, Declan wants to join the football team.
Oh, okay.
It forgot stuff like Declan moved to Maine from California because he accidentally got a girl pregnant and his father paid for an abortion, which I don't think the players totally know yet. Brad, Steve's character, kind of knows that. And yeah. I have no problem saying
Well, the
that.
Problem is that, like, I didn't see exactly what happened, so I don't know that he got someone pregnant. Like, there was also the worst option that, you know, he assaulted.
True.
Someone. So I didn't know that. So I'm like, I don't know if I trust this guy. He seems nice, but I don't know.
Technically, you still don't, but...
True, yeah.
Yeah. It would forget stuff like that, though. It's very interesting. Trying to, like... I feel like you almost have to, like, remind it. Like, hey, chatbot, remember when I told you this? Now, how would you respond to this? Which adds a whole extra, like, level, you know?
And you have to kind of go back and stop. It's like, oh, that response doesn't fit with what I was expecting.
Yeah. It also... especially with how, like, samey some of it is, I feel like players would be like, because it definitely repeats itself too. So, yeah.
I was going to say, like, all three of those sounded very similar, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, so just for edification, I went with the first one and I definitely added some tone to it. So I think I said something like, oh, hey, yeah, man, you know, I've just been hearing some things around school. And I was curious, like, to learn more, you know, from your point of view. So I kind of had to add, like, him being, a little cagey. Cause I was like, well, he just met these people. I can't just flat say that, you know? So I had to make him a little bit more like, oh, you know, I'm just curious, man. Put in a lot more emphasis where I needed to, adding in some tone. So it's definitely not perfect, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think based on that, I just wouldn't. Like I said, I think I mentioned last time, and I said I was going to go into more this time. I do think it has some interesting like ideas. Like when I asked, now hang on, shit. I should have copied these to like a set. Good, I can control F. So for instance, when I told Chatbot that Declan accidentally got a girl pregnant and all that stuff, Chatbot said, oh, cool, that makes him a more layered character. I'm like, yes, I know, Chatbot. And then it went on to say, he may struggle with feelings of guilt or shame over what happened. He may have a tendency to keep people at a distance as a way of avoiding close relationships and potential emotional pain, which I was like, okay, that's like not a bad insight if you're like brainstorming for stuff, right?
Yeah.
When interacting with others, Declan may come across as guarded or aloof, and he may have a hard time opening up and trusting others. And I was like, okay, like I could totally work with that. And then I told Chatbot, I'm like, okay, he comes across as aloof. Like, I like that. And Chatbot then didn't really incorporate that into anything.
Yeah.
So like, oh man, I will incorporate it, but Chatbot,
He seemed like interacting with the character, the way you played him based off of the text that you were given, he seemed very proactive, very open, very friendly, not aloof at all. Like I could see based on the picture that you had for him, like I could see that type of character being aloof and kind of like in his own world, like, oh, hey, wait, you were talking to me? Wait, what? You know, like I wasn't paying attention. I was, you know, doing the thing I was doing. Like I could see that, but that's not the type of character he came off as. So,
yeah, I definitely think, I don't think I'd recommend it at this point. Maybe if you're curious, or maybe if you want to have like an ethical robot character. Once again, I don't think you can train Chatbot to be like the typical evil robot.
So I have a couple of questions for you based on this.
Oh, absolutely. Fire away.
So let's say that you're planning your game and you're just not sure like responses that you're going to get from your players. What if you use the AI bot to kind of simulate like characters and situations that they might be in, so you can kind of anticipate how they might like interact with a given situation. So you give them a horrible situation, and then assuming your characters are all heroic characters, your players, I mean, you have the AI kind of like spitball, so you can kind of like come up with like, oh, I didn't think about that angle, or I didn't think about them doing this, or that type of stuff. Like it's still like brainstorming. I'm not used to like the actual play, but like for the planning of the GM,
I think it might give an extra perspective or two, but I think players are too random to really, really like.
True. And it's hard to tell a bot to emulate a human being and the complexities of how they feel that day, among other things.
Yeah.
And their whole backstory.
I also think you'd run up against, like, depending on the scenario, the chatbot would be like, oh, I need to fix this. Obviously, the player characters would immediately stop and try to put out that fire, or try to end the fight peacefully by resolving. I haven't put these scenarios in. I just am imagining.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I could. Here, Brad and Alan doing some live shit. I have input brief Brad and Alan profiles in there. Actually, we'll add Declan. Declan, Brad, and Alan come across a burning building. What would they do? Okay. This is more nuanced than I expected, if I'm going to be really honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Declan, Brad, and Alan would likely take different actions based on their personalities and skill sets. Declan might first assess the situation to determine the best course of action. He might try to find out if anyone's trapped inside the burning building and if there's a safe way to enter. If he determines that it's too dangerous to enter, he may call emergency services to report the fire. Brad, here you go, Steve.
Uh-oh.
May try to approach the building to see if there are any people who would need help. He may try to use his notebook and take notes on the situation. Sorry.
Fascinating. Fire is hot.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Okay.
Why is my notebook burning? No. Like sitting there drawing a burning house in my notebook as I use it for inspiration. Wow. Okay.
Such as how the fire started or what type of building it is, to help the authorities when they arrive. I would also like to note that Steve probably cut out some of me laughing there, dear listener.
No, probably not. I'm probably leaving that.
You're leaving it? Okay. You just heard all the embarrassing laughing. Alan, being trained in self-defense, may try to enter the burning building if he feels it is safe to do so. Real man of action, this Alan. I have to say, I don't know that Alan would do that, actually.
Well, no, knowing Alan's, player, I could totally see, you know, Monster be like, I want to fight that fucking door. Because, like, what does self-defense have to do with going into a burning
building? I don't know. He may try to help people escape or extinguish the fire if he has the knowledge to do so. Ultimately, the three friends, they're not. Two of them are, mostly.
Yeah, they work together to help those in need. It depends on if Alan's throwing punches that day.
Yeah, yeah. May work together to help those in need and minimize the damage caused by the fire. But see, I knew it was going to be like, oh yeah, they would try to help people. And that's not always the fucking case. Like,
true.
Even good characters. Like, I love Brad. I love Alan. I think they would just call the freaking fire department and, like, you know, if I threw in the curveball of, like, you hear a crying baby or, like, you know, a little boy screaming for help, then I think things might change. But, like, yeah, man, I just don't. I don't think that's a great assessment, especially Brad fucking journalistically detailing.
Yeah, I was like, that's not happening. No. I'd say, like, in that situation, I'd probably, like, try and find, like, a hose, as futile as that is. It would at least, like, slow things down, but...
Sometimes it doesn't, but that's... Brad wouldn't know that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely not perfect. And I think... That was off the cuff, by the way, dear listener. Me typing that in was actually me typing that in. As you can tell by the ridiculous laughter... that was the first time of me reading it, too. I hadn't even read all the way through it. I just read the first sentence and was like, let's go. So, wonky. I'm going with wonky. I think wonky is fair.
Fair enough. on that, I had another question for you, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So, what is your feeling on, as a result of, like, messing with this, how would you feel, or how do you think it would go for, like, say, wizards and... doing D&D Beyond and having the AI GM. Do you think that's even like remotely possible?
Look, they have enough money to pay for a higher tier than I do.
I don't know if tier has to do with it in that aspect. I mean, like, you may be able to get a tiers... less restricted like topics, but I don't think it's gonna change how it talks though.
I think you could get access to different modes and stuff. Like yeah, I don't know. I did, and I will post. I think I sent these to you. ChatbotGPT, according to it itself, when I asked it if it could play Dungeons and Dragons, it said, as a language model, I don't have physical abilities or personal experiences, so I'm not able to physically play games like Dungeons and Dragons. Thank you, Chatbot. This is me interjecting. I'm aware you do not have arms, Chatbot.
Yes.
However, I can certainly help you to understand the rules and mechanics of the game and generate character descriptions. I actually haven't asked it to generate a character description. Maybe I should try. See what it comes up with.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Get ready for new characters, Steve. storylines. I don't know that I'd want it to generate me any storylines, but that's the type of person I am. Steve? Huh? Some chatbot storylines?
I would say maybe. I mean, that's one thing I struggle with quite a bit, so maybe that would give me at least, like, ideas.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know how good they'd be. We'll see.
Yeah. And other text content that might be useful for a D&D campaign. And then I asked it, if I asked you to respond as a certain player, could you? And it said, yes, I can respond to your messages as a specific character. Simply tell me the name or description of the character you would like me to use, and I'll do my best to respond in their voice. We've talked about that.
Yep.
Keep in mind that my understanding of a character may be limited to what is publicly available to them. Once again, I think it's like... it might be better if you, like, base a character off of someone. I didn't do that because I don't think it would fit. I joked last time about having Reagan as a character. Still tempted. We'll see. yeah. So the more information you can provide about that character that you would like me to portray, the better I will be able to do so. And like I said, I felt like it was a little spotty on what traits it wanted to emphasize. If the trait is easier to emphasize, chatbot goes for that, trust me. So as far as the could it D&D, could it be a D&D GM,
will it blend via D&D, or will it D&D, yeah, as if it was, will it blend, yeah
Yeah, I very much so doubt. I bet Wizards is working on like making them that, but I really do feel like it will be playing through like a very basic version of like a module. Not to knock anyone who does modules, but I bet even the GMs who love their fucking modules, and I don't blame you. I've seen some really cool modules. I think they're great. I bet you throw in some fucking flavor, though. I bet you throw in some stuff that's not in there.
True. I was going to say, I used the Ravnica one in my Ravnica setting as like the first intro, and I think you forgot that I was doing that. I didn't mention it to anybody when I set it up. But I did not notice. It wasn't noticeable. So like the content was good as far as like the overall objective and like the layout of like the building and stuff that the characters had to go into.
But I had some fun.
Yeah. I mean, there also was that machine there that you guys took, which I forget what you guys did with, but
I think we still have, don't we?
I think you still have it. I know that Nick's character absolutely took it, but yeah. I don't remember if you guys decided to sell it or what. So I know it was in your possession and I let you have it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is right now.
I can't remember. Yeah. We'll have to talk about that when we get back to that one.
Yeah, that's true.
Been on a hiatus for a while.
A long while, yes.
But we'll see. I don't feel threatened. I will let our wonderful listeners, provided our podcast is still going, when I feel threatened by AI, I would say don't hold your breath. Because you'll die. I feel very safe as a human. So I don't know, man. I don't know. True, I have not yet copied the complete works of Stephen King into chatbot. Because I think King would come after me. I love you, Mr. King. I didn't do it, I swear to God. he has a lot of money. I don't actually know if he would come after me for just my D&D games. But I do have a Stephen King analog character. Maybe I'll see if chatbot can give me some what would Stephen King say to this responses when we get there.
Or what would Stephen King in a Stephen King novel write about as his novels in that game?
What would
another live one
in a Stephen King novel? How did you finish that? Write about.
Yeah, what would he write about?
Chatbot thinks. Okay, here we go. If Stephen King were a character in one of his own novels, which has happened, by the way, this is me.
Yeah.
He might write about a writer who discovers that his own creations have come to life and are wreaking havoc in the real world. Wow, that's, I think, something he's already done.
I think so, yeah.
And added a more interesting spin on. Alternatively, he might imagine himself as a small-town sheriff investigating a series of mysterious and gruesome murders that seem to have supernatural origins. So, The Outsider. Great novel. great novel, great series. King could also create a protagonist who is a horror writer struggling with addiction and mental illness. He's done that. Drawing on his own experience with substance abuse and depression. Another possibility is that he might write himself as a character who possesses a unique ability or power, such as telekinesis or precognition, which puts himself in danger from a sinister forces seeking to exploit or destroy him. So, Firestarter or the Institute. Okay, cool. Like I figured, it's just giving us like, oh, Stephen King would just plot of a novel that the Stephen King has written.
Yeah.
Oh, overall, as an author known for his horror and suspense stories, Stephen King would likely write about a character who is thrust into a terrifying situation beyond their control and must fight to survive against all odds. Wow, that is the most generic thing I think I've read in a long time. and I read freaking freshman essays, man. sorry, I shouldn't make fun of chatbot GPT. When the AIs take over, they may execute me first and I will know my crimes. sorry, I think I broke our, we're robots pretending to be people. Or am I just a really good robot? Okay. so yeah, I'm not surprised. It just kind of fed us some Stephen King plots, I have to say.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting it would do that. It wouldn't like understand that you want it, like that Stephen King in his own novel would not write the stuff that the real Stephen King would write. He would write something else because he's in the fictional world that Stephen King created. So,
yeah, it even kind of hit the high notes. Like, it didn't really mention any, I guess, Firestarter's but Firestarter's like a popularly known one. Like, it didn't even get something like his latest novel, Fairy Tale. Like, it didn't even go there, or oh god, what was the one before that? That wasn't part of a series. Oh man. Actually, maybe I should have asked Chatbot what are the last 5 books Stephen King wrote.
It might have been faster than searching it, you mean?
Shit, it might still be faster than Billy Summers. Man, that was faster. and it missed two. Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah. No, it included. I was gonna say it skipped a collection, but it included If It Bleeds. It didn't include the one he co-wrote, and it didn't include the most recent one. How interesting. But I was thinking of Billy Summers. Thank you, Chatbot. I at least came up with that. So once again, proving Chatbot, even with the most basic things, i.e. make a list of these things that have dates that they came out, got it wrong. It's wrong. I own Fairy Tale. I've read Fairy Tale. I read it last year when it came out. Oh, man. Yeah. Did you have any other questions that I can make exceedingly long and very, very digressive answers to?
I mean, it sounds like if you are going to use AI for your game, then it's going to be mostly as like a setup tool for your like your world if you're the GM. And I guess if you're the player, you might be able to maybe have it help like write some random stuff for like side characters or events in your backstory, maybe, but it doesn't sound like you're going to be using it for running a game or playing a character, writing your story, either backstory or GM story, or anything like that overall, right? At least not ChatGPT.
Yeah. So I just asked it to write a character description for a character in the world of Stephen King's Firestarter. and it gave me a character who is in Firestarter, like just literally one of the characters, John Rainbird, one of the main antagonists. He's really cool. He's really messed up, by the way. I don't endorse his actions. I think he's a very interesting character. people who have read Firestarter are like, what? Wait, what? That guy's messed up. Yes, that guy is messed up. So, right, maybe write an original character.
Yeah, it might be good for original character. I mean, we could always try, and next time we do a creating a character series, though, I don't know if we're going to use D&D. We might use, like, maybe we'll do Pathfinder or something else.
Yeah.
But, it like, maybe we can try using it, so we'll make the, like, the structure of the character and then, like, some, like, nuance, like, personality and, like, simple stuff, and then maybe have it make, like, a quick, like, story for it and see how that goes.
Yeah. I just said write an original character, and it gave me another side character from Firestarter. Write a brand new character. God damn it. Well, Steve, if you ever need to have a quick summary of a character in a book, Chatbot GPT's got your back. Oh, man. High school teachers are going to have a real hard time giving busy work after this.
Fun.
Yeah. No, I bet a lot of this is like plagiarized. I bet if I ran it through Turnitin, it'd be like fucking all from different stuff. So,
I mean, are you able to test that? I mean, you are a teacher. You have access to that. I don't know
how your system works. It wouldn't, I wouldn't be able to do it immediately. Like I do, I'm doing things right now. I'd have to set up could I even do that? Can I send?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if you have to like tie it to a student that way.
I have to tie it to a student.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Then I have to tie it to a student. Yeah. Well, darn. I thought maybe we could get a unique perspective on things. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we want to, like, explain that Pandora's box, whether it works or not.
I would have to I would have to set up a fake thing. Like, I mean, I could... Now you have me going like, well, I could ask set up an assignment that's just go to Chatbot GPT, type in, write me a description of a character from whatever character from whatever novel they want, copy and paste that into a Word document, and then submit it through Turnitin, and then see the results.
Yeah.
Like, I could do that, and I could, spoiler alert, there would be more to it than just that for those of you thinking, like, I just make my students do stuff that I think would be fun or interesting.
You don't?
I only do that some of the time, okay? I only do
this. Oh, okay. I was going to say, why not? Isn't that what a being teacher is?
That's what being a bad teacher is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of work, and I don't think I'm going to do it, dear listener. Sorry. I don't think it'd be that interesting. I do know that I've gotten a lot of emails about, like, companies being like, oh, yeah, we're up to date. We'll catch those chatbot GPTers. So academia is aware and is very, very concerned, and I find that very, very funny for a multitude of reasons that I don't feel like listing. But yeah, yeah.
I did want to talk about using AI art generation as well for games.
Yes, that was the well, actually, hang on. Do you think that's a whole other episode worth, or do you think it should just be here?
There might be. Because like I haven't explored everything for it, so I mean, there might. Yeah, we probably do a whole episode on it, and then I can talk about ethics of like AI art generation specifically, because I feel like that's a little bit
iffier.
Yeah, a little bit iffier than text, because obviously you're not going to just like write a novel that I think anyone's going to be particularly interested in reading with ChatGPT, to be honest.
Hang on. Chatbot GPT, write me a novel in the style of Stephen King. Actually, uh-oh. I wonder what it would say if I put that in.
Is it thinking or?
No, I'm still typing it in.
Oh.
I'm sorry. As an AI language model, I'm not capable of writing a full novel. There you go.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there you go.
Oh, it gave me a prompt. After moving to a small town in Maine to escape a troubled past, a young woman began to experience the strange and unsettling occurrences in her home. As she investigates the town's history, she uncovers a dark secret that threatens to consume her and everyone she loves. But with her own sanity in question and her grip on reality slipping, can she trust herself to overcome the truth before it's too late? Oh man, it speaks entirely in like movie trailer. Huh. Okay.
Out of curiosity, since we're still on this topic and it might be relevant.
Yeah, sorry.
Like right now you can't do a novel, but what about will it do a short story, or could you convince it to do the first chapter of a novel and then just continue, just make it like, can you make chapter 2? Can you make chapter 3? Can you make chapter 4? Like, I mean, I don't know if that's against the terms, but
I think it might be.
It might be. Okay. Yeah.
I'm actually literally putting in. Oh, it didn't ask me for more. Okay. I thumbed up its response to hopefully let the. That's the other thing too, is when you use chatbot GPT, there are like people theoretically who might review what you write, just to PS everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying not to make it so they're like, we've ended your thing. I'm just fucking around. God damn it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the same way with Midjourney, because Midjourney will make everything public unless you pay for a special tier for it. So basically, the community gets to review what you're making and be like, hey, this isn't PG. What are you doing? like, we're just trying to like have fun here, not make, you know, like weird crap. But yeah, yeah, I don't know. Because like I was just more of curious, like if it will eventually get to that point where it could write a novel. Because if it can write a short story. And the short story sounds interesting, then it might be able to actually write a novel if they took that restriction off of it. But what I mean?
I think it can, like technically. I just don't know that the novel would be anything more than like a regurgitation of tropes.
Probably, yeah, probably.
So, you know. But yeah. All right. Then I guess we're doing next episode as
AI art in AI art. Tabletop gaming.
Yeah. I had planned to do both in this episode, but
this has quite a long episode, actually.
Yeah.
Longer than I was expecting.
I think it's a normal episode. Yeah.
Normal episode.
Well, I didn't expect
to
still be on it.
Yeah.
So I do think I have some stuff to say on that as well. But yeah.
Okay. So I guess I'll catchphrase sign off.
Indeed.
Excellent. So remember to play what you love. And until next time, may your characters do something epic, 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 epic.
Robot Steve, nouns again. Destroy, destroy, destroy.
Destroy is not a noun.
True, but I was talking about your nouns and wanted to end the same way.
What is a noun? Please define. Does not compute.
A noun is a person, place, thing.
Destroy noun. Destroy noun. Destroy.
All right, we've had enough fun.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. If you have any comments, questions, interjections, queries, notes, formal challenges, or suppositions, please email us at roimperfection@gmail.com. That's roimperfection@gmail.com. Or follow us on Twitter at roimperfection or Instagram search roimperfection. You can also visit our website at roimperfection.com. If you enjoyed our work, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Have a great week, everybody.